Hey, Survivor! Welcome to episode 67 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Today, we're diving into practical strategies to handle triggers after narcissistic abuse. But first, let's take a moment to self-regulate with a soothing 4-4-8 breathing exercise. We're going to inhale for 4, hold for 4, and exhale for 8, if you'd like. Ready? Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Notice how that feels in your body. Now let's explore 3 healthy ways to navigate triggers on your healing journey. Grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in.
Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor! Are you tired of feeling exhausted, stressed, lonely, and stuck in narcissistic relationships, and you just want closure and healing? I spent years rationalizing toxic relationships and dysfunctional environments in the name of community, connection, and career. As a result, I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. One of the worst was an alleged murderer who discarded me after I caught him lying, stopped helping him for free, and held my boundaries. Even though I dodged a bullet, I felt depressed, ashamed, and I doubted myself. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence, feel alone, or crazy anymore. Come and experience the power of creating your own closure without the permission or participation of the narcissist. I've been no contact for over 4 years now, and I've grown personally and professionally. I have more clarity, stronger boundaries, I'm building a life and business that I've always wanted, and enjoying real relationships. I know you want to break patterns of getting into toxic relationships, even if you don't mean to. And it feels so good to disconnect from dysfunction, set and hold boundaries, provide closure for myself, and focus on self-care. And to empower my kids to do the same. Go to closurecoachingsession.com right now and get ready to heal after narcissistic abuse. In episode 4, I share my experience of being in close proximity to an alleged murderer. And I'll never forget the moment when I found out about the murders and the shock that ripped through my body and left me hyperventilating in the arms of an employee on the locker room floor at my gym. Yeah, that happened. The same trauma response would plague me for a while when triggered. And after a couple of years of peace, it reared its head just this past weekend when I was overwhelmed by the gravity of Preston Lord's murder. I felt sad, helpless, and a deep desire to turn back time. And I had a panic attack. Then came the self-blaming and shaming for something that I thought I should be over by now. Can you relate? The good news is that my trauma response wasn't nearly as long or intense as it was years ago, and I have a lot more education, experience, and tools in my toolbox. Here are 3 healthy ways to navigate your triggers on your healing journey. Number 1, recognize your triggers. Whether they stem from past experiences or present circumstances with narcissistic individuals, acknowledge and identify your triggers.
This will help you gain clarity and self-awareness when it comes to your emotional responses. Note your triggers in the moment and document them when you can safely do so, and however works best for you. For example, for the longest time, I had a hard time driving to improv class because in order to get there, I had to drive past the scene of the murders. And there was one time I remember where I started feeling anxious and panicky as I was exiting the freeway to get to class. And once I got off at the exit, I couldn't make the turn. I just couldn't do it. And I went into a panic and I literally had to pull over and call my husband, and he kind of talked me through it at the time. And I just remember feeling so discouraged because I did not live close to class and it took me a good 45 to 50 minutes to get there. So I drove all that way and I couldn't even make it. But that was where I was at that time. And I did what I had to do to calm my body and my brain so that I could just even safely get home. Also, I struggled for the longest with seeing cars like the one that the alleged murderer drove out and about on the roads. And I noticed that when I saw a car like the one he drove, that I would get really anxious. I would kind of lock up and I could be on my way to trauma yoga class, let alone running some other errands, and it would just hit me as soon as I saw the vehicle. And it didn't even have to be the same color, but just even the make and model would be triggering. And at the time, it was a very popular model. So that was a real struggle for me. And once I noticed these patterns, I was able to come up with a game plan to be able to navigate the situations so that it wouldn't just take me out and I wouldn't feel defeated. Number two, practice grounding techniques. Ground yourself in the present moment when you're triggered. This empowers you to regain a sense of calm and self-control. You can do a body breathing scan where you start from the ground up and just breathe deeply and focus in your mind on a particular area of your body. So from your feet to your head, and just stopping along the way at different parts of your body and noticing what's going on. How are you feeling? Another thing that you can do is to scan the room with your eyes and call out objects that you see as you're scanning. There's a plant. I see a desk. There's a candle. There's a blue chair. There's an area rug. There's a magazine stack. There's a coffee table. And notice how that feels in your body. I know for me, that really helped me to come back to reality and to calm down, find that balance in my brain and body that allowed me to continue on, say, for example, in the therapy session, or come down off of a panic attack or a moment of anxiety or being hypervigilant. Number three, implement healthy coping strategies. You can build your own toolkit to support you in managing your triggers and any associated emotions. This will help you to restore balance in your brain and body and help you to develop resilience when you face triggers. For example, you can journal, you can record a voice memo, or do some exercise. Reach out to a trusted friend. You may even have different strategies for different triggers. When I got overwhelmed this past weekend, I was talking to a trusted friend and I was able to pull over and let her know what was going on, how I was feeling, and get that out. And I knew she was trauma-informed, and she actually took the opportunity to guide me through a breathing exercise so that I could calm down and come out of that like flight mode and regain my composure so that I could gather my things and go ahead and take care of the errands that I had to do and go on to enjoy the rest of my day. And the victory there was that compared to where I was, say, a handful of years ago, the length of time where I was overcome with this anxiety and panic was way shorter than what it was, say, right after the murders. And it's so important for you to celebrate your victories in that regard, because it's easy to self-blame and shame and let that be the focus. Oh, I backslid. Oh my gosh, it happened again and I was doing so well. It's so easy to beat yourself up, survivor, and you don't need to do that. You can still celebrate your win and find victory even in a vulnerable moment. Let's recap three healthy ways to navigate your triggers on your healing journey after narcissistic abuse. Number one, recognize your triggers. Number two, practice grounding techniques. And number three, implement healthy coping strategies. Remember, healing isn't a race, so give yourself grace. Thanks for tuning in, Survivor. Take care of yourself. You've got this.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.